There you are.
What's wrong?
Something jabbed me here in the calf.
Ooh.
Brian, Commander Riker's been injured. Lock on and bring him up.
Stand by.
Geordi,
just a scratch. Right. Sorry, Commander. We can't take any chances. We're the first survey team to set foot on this planet. We don't know what the risks are.
Brian, what's the holdup?
The transporter has detected unidentified microbes in Commander Riker's body.
Well, can't the biofilter screen them out?
Apparently not.
But Dr. Pulaski has been notified.
Acknowledged.
I wasn't ready to leave here anyway.
Here's the biofilter's analysis of the microbes.
There's not much to go on.
I can't override and beam Commander Riker aboard.
No. I better go down and make an evaluation there.
I hope these are the right coordinates.
Just kidding, Doctor.
I know how much you love the transporter.
About as much as I love Comical Transporter Chief.
Ready?
Over here, Doctor.
Fill me in.
I was walking along, minding my own business, doing a simple geological sweep. Something stuck me in the leg.
Any pain?
No. It's a little numb, that's all.
Do you know what it was that stuck you?
You've been looking for it. No luck.
Well, whatever it is, it left something behind. I'm going to take it up to fix that. O'Brien, this is Dr. Pulaski.
Medical override is authorized.
Acknowledged.
This is the strangest feeling. My whole leg just went dead.
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before. During a geological survey on Silvata 4, Commander Riker has become infected by an unidentified microbe.
Number one.
Captain. Put your foot where it didn't belong, huh?
Doctor said she was getting bored. I just thought I'd give her a challenge.
Bet you did. The commander's nervous system has been invaded by an unknown microorganism. Not a bacteria, not a virus. but with the elements of both. There's a point of entry. The microbes are infecting the great sciatic nerve, and they are multiplying at an incredible rate. Yeah.
Can you remove it?
Not surgically. The organisms fuse to the nerve, intertwining at the molecular level.
That's why the transporter's biofilters weren't able to extract it.
There's no evidence of nerve damage, but the organisms are impeding nervous function.
My leg's still asleep.
Prognosis.
The infection is spreading. It will eventually reach the brain.
And if it interfered with neural activity there?
Commander Riker could die.
How can I help?
I need to know more about its composition.
And for that, you need a sample.
Exactly.
Commander Data, Mr. LaForge. Prepare to beam down to the planet.
Aye, sir.
I must reiterate. It would be better if I went alone.
Don't like my company?
Your company is not at issue. Your vulnerability to the microorganism is.
I'll watch where I step. Besides, how do we know this bug doesn't like androids more than it likes humans?
Possible, but highly unlikely. In any event, why risk both of us?
Because I know exactly where Commander Riker was when it happened.
Mr. O'Brien, energize.
He was right over here. I am detecting no animal life forms within 50 kilometers. However, I am reading extensive animal remains, mostly fossilized.
A graveyard?
I do not know.
Data. Data, look at this.
The structure is rhizomatous.
Careful.
I'm always careful. It appears to be dead.
I'm not so sure. I'm seeing thermal variation. Let it go for a second, Data. Let's try something. Maybe it likes humans more than androids.
If you're correct, you're placing yourself in grave danger.
Well, I'm counting on those grave androids. Useless of yours. That must be what we're looking for.
I would tend to agree.
Stand by, O'Brien. Thanks, O'Brien. Another minute, we'd have been fossils ourselves.
Not precisely, Geordi. True fossilization requires several millennia.
Here's your sample, Captain.
Get it to sickbay right away. Report.
Captain, Commander Riker's injury was not accidental. Certain vines on the planet evidently seek out warm-blooded beings and deliberately infect them.
What end?
Unknown, sir. It is conceivable there is a symbiotic relationship involved.
Go on.
There are numerous animal remains in the area, leading me to hypothesize that the vines could be predatory.
And the vines infect animals in order to kill them.
It is possible. For Commander Riker's sake, I hope my hypothesis is an error.
Unfortunately, Commander Data, no hypotheses really are.
All negative.
There's nothing that will cure this infection.
This microorganism is very mysterious. I can't even figure out what's keeping it alive.
Or how to kill it.
Oh, I can kill it. But not without destroying the nerves it's inhabiting.
I know you're doing your best, Doctor.
My best may not be good enough.
comfortable.
Oh, why wouldn't I be comfortable? They're waiting on me hand and foot. I just hope they don't find out that I'm faking it.
I wish you were faking it. I've seen the thorn.
Yes. Doctor showed it to me, too. Rather harmless looking, isn't it?
And deadly. I'm sorry.
Well, these things happen.
When least expected.
I'm surprised they don't happen more often. After all, we are exploring the unknown.
And the unknown can be benign or malevolent.
Captain, one of the things I've learned on these voyages and on this ship and from you is that most life forms act out of an instinct for survival, not out of malice.
It's an important lesson. And I admire your lack of resentment, number one.
If you drop a hammer on your foot, it's hardly useful to get mad at the hammer.
Anything?
Not yet.
What can I do?
You can get out of my hair.
Aye, aye, Doctor.
Bug is persistent, I'll admit that. But I'm not worried. We Rikers are ornery, too. Matter of fact, my great-grandfather once got bit by a rattlesnake. After 3 days of intense pain, the snake died.
You're a very entertaining patient.
I try.
Yes, you're making quite an effort to be cheerful.
You, of all people, should know.
You feel what anyone in your position would feel.
As the first officer on the ship, I have to set an example.
Even now?
Now more than ever. Deanna, facing death is the ultimate test of character. I don't want to die, but if I have to, I'd like to do it with a little pride.
And a lot of impudence.
Dying's bad enough, but to lose my sense of humor, you get it.
I'm sorry, dear.
I haven't given up yet.
It's spread to the spinal column. It's weakening his autonomic nervous system. Judging by its present rate of growth and its infiltration pattern, the infection will spread to the brain within an hour. Medical log, stardate 42976.3. I can't keep the alien infection from spreading to Commander Riker's brain. Once there, it will kill him by dampening neural impulses. The only way I can keep him alive is to force the neurons to stay active by stimulating them directly with electrical impulses. Let's proceed. stand by with 5 milligrams of trichordrazine in case the seizure. Here goes. Stimulated random wave activity, but the patterns are dangerously erratic. Hang on, Will. Hang on. The wave patterns are still too irregular.
Why won't they stabilize?
Found the right amplitude. There. The patterns are steady.
Is the stimulation preventing the infection from taking hold?
For now. The vertex waves indicate a K complex corresponding to an REM state.
He's dreaming.
How easily humans do that. I still need much practice. There's some puzzles down on the planet that the captain once answered. He suggested I take you with me on the away team that I'll be leading.
I shall endeavor to function adequately, sir.
Yes. When the captain suggested you, I looked up your record.
Yes, sir. A wise procedure, sir, always.
Then your rank of lieutenant commander is honorary.
No, sir. Starfleet class of 78, honors in probability mechanics and exobiology.
But your file says that you're a
machine. Correct, sir. Does that trouble you?
To be honest, yes. A little?
Understood, sir. Prejudice is very human.
Now, that does trouble me. Do you consider yourself superior to us?
I am superior, sir, in many ways. but I would gladly give it up to be human.
Nice to meet you, Pinocchio. A joke.
Ah, intriguing.
You're going to be an interesting companion, Mr. Data.
How do I act? What do I do?
Guinan, I need your help. Can you step over here a minute?
Sounds simple enough.
Now, first words out of your mouth are the most important. You may want to start with something like this here. You are the most beautiful woman in the galaxy. But that might not work.
Yes. Yes, it would.
You don't know how long I've wanted to tell you that.
But you're afraid.
Yes.
Of me?
Of us, of what we might become.
Commander?
Or that you might think that was a lie.
Maybe I do think it's a lie.
And you think I'm not sincere?
I didn't say that. There's nothing wrong with the lie. It's like a knock at the door.
Then you're inviting me in.
I'm not sending you away.
That's more than I expected.
Is it as much as you hoped?
To hope is to recognize the possibility. I had only dreams.
Dreams can be dangerous.
Not these dreams. I dream of a galaxy where your eyes are the stars and the universe worships the night.
Careful. Putting me on a pedestal so high you may not be able to reach me.
Then I'll learn how to fly. You are the heart in my day and the soul in my night.
I don't think this is my style. Shut up, kid. Tell me more about my eyes.
I didn't want to leave without saying goodbye.
I don't like goodbyes. How about until next time?
How about until next time?
It's been a pleasure working with you, Commander.
Feeling is mutual, Counselor.
I'm supposed to know how everyone feels, but I can't read you right now.
Perhaps your own feelings are getting in the way.
My job is to help others sort out their emotions. My own feelings are beside the point.
Not to me. Our feelings are what make us all human.
Are you feeling sad?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my. He's relaxed. Experiencing feelings of warmth and friendship.
He's reliving memories. It's a natural side effect of neural stimulation. Look at this. The organism's metabolism has changed. I wonder if stimulation is affecting them somehow. I'm going to refocus the impulse pattern on the interpretive cortex.
To intensify his memories?
Exactly. We'll see if that has any effect on the microbes.
Enjoy what we have. Gentlemen, if this is what you call enhancement, you've got a gift for understatement. What's a knockout like you? doing in a computer-generated gin joint like this.
Waiting for you.
Waiting for me? You can't be serious.
Oh, yes, Will. I've never been more serious in my life.
Something wrong?
No, it's just that Commander Riker's emotions are rather passionate.
As in erotic?
Very much so. A dream? Is that what this is? Is that what I am?
I know you're a computer-generated image, but... your smell... your touch, the way you feel... even the things you say and think seem so real.
Thank you.
How far can this relationship go? I mean, how real are you?
As real as you need me to be.
Of course I do. Oh, is there a special technique to this foot washing?
You generally start at the top and work your way down.
I think I can handle that.
I was hoping you might.
The organisms responded all right. Their growth rate has doubled.
Then all we've done is made things worse.
Growth rate is related to the memories he's experiencing.
Or the emotions that they produce.
Different mental processes generate different chemicals. Perhaps the organisms are sensitive to brain endorphins.
Then if some types of endorphins attract them,
others will repel them. I'm going to change the differential current pattern and see what happens.
Without our shuttle crew.
I warn you.
Enough. We're keeping the needle closer. We won't hurt you, but we must help them. No.
Number one.
The creature attacked us. Lieutenant Yar is down. It seems to feed on our phaser energy.
We have no effect on it.
She's dead. A moving life sign.
You must save him.
pulse rate is definitely slowed. What is he feeling? Can you tell?
Sadness.
Which is the opposite of before. And it's having the opposite effect on the infection.
Then your theory is correct. The organisms are sensitive to different types of endorphins.
And negative emotions,
such as sadness,
produce endorphins that inhibit the organism's growth.
Then we found a way to repel the infection.
Assuming we're not too late already.
How much time do we have?
I'm not sure. His vital signs are getting weaker. I don't want to risk another dose of tricordrazine unless I have to. I must refocus the pattern again. We need to isolate memories that generate stronger negative emotions.
I know I can count on every Klingon warrior in this crew to serve and die in that battle. So I ask you again, Commander Riker, where are your loyalties?
I've been assigned to serve this ship and to obey your orders, and I will do exactly that.
Will you take an oath to that effect?
I just did.
You have called that we go back. For Patty Dava. This is your second officer, Lieutenant Clank.
Is there something you wanted to say to me, Lieutenant?
Yes, sir. I do not believe you.
Then I take it you challenge my authority over you.
Correct.
And your position on this, Captain?
I would say it is your first command decision.
Tour, Admiral?
Quite ready, Commander.
What's in the case?
Actually, I'm ordered for Dr. Crusher. But perhaps you would like to see it first.
What is it?
A form of life. It was discovered accidentally by a survey team on an uncharted planet.
Why haven't we heard anything about that?
Well, you'll be hearing about it shortly. But first, there remains much scientific study to be done. After all, it is a superior form of life.
Superior?
Totally. Come, have a look.
I think I'll summon my science officer.
It won't like your science officer. It does like you. Vitamins. They do wonders for the body.
Get quarter 17, emergency.
We've reduced the growth rate even further, but not enough, and his vital signs are deteriorating.
But we've isolated the specific areas to stimulate. The feelings were primal. Survival emotions.
They must be producing a type of endorphin that's poisonous to the organism.
Well, can't you intensify that emotion?
I can refocus the impulse pattern even tighter. But I don't know if he can withstand it. He's extremely weak.
Do we have a choice?
No. If we don't neutralize the infection, within half an hour he'll be dead. medical log supplemental. Commander Riker's condition is still critical. I've discovered a way to reverse the infection's growth rate, but I may be too late.
He's getting weaker, isn't he?
Respiration shallow, heartbeat extremely irregular, but we can't delay any longer.
It would take us to our planet to leave us there with our medicine, or this person dies. Don't you see I have no choice? We were sent to bring Felicium back. The suffering on my planet is too great. People are dying. Doesn't matter whether we're entitled to it or not. We must have it.
Let him go.
He will take us there now. We'll give him the shuttle. But we must have the medicine. If you refuse, this person will die.
I will not be coerced.
I will do it. I will do it. Who are you?
Enterprise.
Armistice. Enveloped Commander Riker.
I'm beaming you up.
If any of you leave now, he dies. And so do the survivors of the crash.
Down to 7%. The organisms are still impairing of neural functions. Respiration is erratic, pulse grossly irregular, blood pressure almost nil, tricortisone.
Can we tighten the pattern further?
Recognize the card. Jean-Luc, Captain. Recognize Riker. William Teague, Commander.
Set auto-destruct sequence.
Does the First Officer concur?
Yes. Set auto-destruct sequence. Now.
Auto-destruct will detonate in 4 minutes and 59 seconds.
I am calling.
We'll handle the formalities later. Right now, we have to get off this ship. Are there any other survivors?
No.
I believe I have found a quicker way out of here, sir. Check him out. He is alive, sir, but just barely. Then pick up the body and let's get out of here.
No. I will carry him.
As you wish.
Come on, let's go!
Sasha, go to transporter room 3. I want you there when the away team returns.
Sir, the engineering section is critical. Destruction of the batteries is imminent.
There are options. Do it! Now!
growth rate's almost down to zero.
That's not good enough. Peter Bridge?
Yes, Doctor.
We've eradicated the infection.
I'm on my way.
You're still here?
I could ask you the same question. How do you feel?
Beat. You would play the dreams I was having.
Oh, yes, we would. You'll be pleased to hear that we've terminated the infection.
Great work, Doctor. Now, if I could get out of here, I'd like to get back to work.
Lie still. I still have a few dozen tests to run.
Why? I feel fine.
There may be some residual memory loss. I just want to be certain that you still know who you are.
Of course I know who I am. I'm Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise.
I'm delighted that you're feeling better, Captain. The Admiral and I were worried about you.
Captain, I do not believe you have the authority to promote me to the rank of Admiral.